The USDA estimates that Wisconsin will yield 3.85 million barrels of the little tart fruit this year. That's up 4% from 2007, and this batch is slated to be the state's second largest cranberry crop. Najee Van Wyken of the Wetherby Cranberry Company in Lawrence says she's hoping.
We're always a little apprehensive because our worst enemy is hail. A couple of years ago, we had one of our worst hail storms on this marsh, and it was on August 27th. So I never get too elated to think that I might get disappointed. But as of today, the crop does look good.
Van Wyken says the popularity of sweet dried cranberries and the fruit's purported health benefits have caused greater interest both in the U.S. and abroad. The Cranberry Marketing Committee says total sales are up 36% from 2007.
The demand is now, and now is the time to expand.
Ed Sabe, president of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association, wants to boost production in the state. The association says if 5,000 more acres are added, it creates more than 1,100 jobs and pump an additional $75 million into the economy.
And it's a great opportunity to keep jobs here at home, and especially in certain growing regions where they're really hurting, from paper mills to steel mills layoffs.
Currently, the cranberry industry generates $350 million a year towards the state economy and employs 7,200 people across 19 counties. Sabe says growers are working with the governor's office to streamline how cranberry farms are developed to better speed along production. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.